Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips,
strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
This is the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and today we're talking about the mistake teachers make with the metronome. Okay, let's not listen to any more of that. That was painful to record, actually quite difficult to do, to play that badly against the metronome. And it's painful for you to listen to, I know that. But the students are not doing it on purpose. It's actually pretty tough to play with the metronome. And in many cases, us teachers misuse it as a tool in our lessons and in their practice. The number one mistake that I see with the metronome is sort of what I demonstrated at the start there. Trying to fix rhythm with the metronome usually doesn't work, and I'm afraid it's not really getting to the root of the problem. Sometimes we will stick on a metronome in an effort to help a student with a rhythm, and sometimes we do it because that actually helps us. You know, if we're counting at a complex rhythm, it helps us to have a metronome on so we can really think it through or whatever. It's not helpful for a beginner to intermediate pianist to have a metronome on. It's not going to fix their rhythm. If they don't know how the rhythm is supposed to sound without a metronome, they're not going to know any better with a metronome on. Related to that is trying to fix a lack of pulse or a lack of beat. If your student is playing without a sense of beat, if their playing is kind of all over the place, and there's no sense of beat. It's not even that they're playing like this section at a slower tempo because it's harder in this section, but there's just no sense of beat at all. A metronome is not going to fix that. The only way you're going to fix that is working on their sense of beat. And that is a fundamental skill that takes time to develop. If your student has come to you without even being able to tap in time with a piece of music, they're not going to be able to play with a metronome. I'm so sorry to tell you, that's not going to fix it. What you need to do is work on them with marching with a beat, tapping with a beat, all of these things, in order to try and fix that fundamental lack of a sense of beat. The third big mistake I see teachers making with the metronome is not teaching students how to use it. I don't just mean how physically to use it, although that's true too. We need to teach them like how to do the settings and all of that stuff. If they're using an app or if they're using a physical metronome, whatever they're doing. That's not what I mean here though. I mean, we're not treating it as something we need to teach. We're treating it as something that is intuitive, that is common sense, when in fact it is not. It is a learned skill. Now, this often happens because for many teachers, when they first started using a metronome, it was instinctive. I know I've heard from teachers who say, oh, my teacher showed me the metronome and I immediately found it so helpful. And I've had students like that too. But that's not every student. I don't think it's even the majority of students who just hear the metronome and immediately go, okay, and play with it. A lot of students need help with that. And I know this firsthand because as a student, I didn't use a metronome really properly until my late teens, but I'd never ever played with a metronome until I was about 14 with my second teacher, because my first teacher was anti-metronome. Weird stance to take, but she did not like them. She thought they were like kind of lazy, like they were a shortcut or something. Anyway, my second teacher put on the metronome. She's a very lovely teacher. And she said, oh, some people find it helpful, like try this. And I played totally out of time with it. And she didn't really get what was going on because to her it was instinctive. You know, honestly, she put on the metronome and I remember this moment. I just panicked. Like I couldn't fathom how I was going to do it successfully. Even if I kind of could have done it instinctively, I couldn't in that moment because it was so stressful having this ticking thing going on and she was expecting me to just play with it. My brain short-circuited basically. I remember the moment. And she was lovely, so she didn't teach me how to use it because she didn't really realize that was a thing, probably. But she just didn't use the metronome with me. She used other methods and that was fine. And then I got into using it more in my late teens as a useful tool. All that to say, metronomes are not instinctive things. A lot of students need help and need steps to get them towards using one. It doesn't mean they shouldn't use one or that it's not helpful for them or that they can't do it. Just like anything else that we need to teach them, we need to incorporate appropriate steps for that student. So that might mean starting with them just tapping in time with the metronome. This is something we actually introduce to our youngest students, like the students in our preschool program. We do metronome marching in that class, and it just means we put on the metronome and we march in time with it, and they love it. They build this amazing positive association with the metronome right away because they love experimenting with the different numbers. Like, we let them set it and they say, I say, what number do you want to try? And they say, oh, something really high, like 100. And then they realize that's not very fast at all, and they ask for the fastest speed and they ask for the slowest speed and all of that. But the whole time they're staying in time with it, developing their sense of beat and learning how the metronome works and how tempo works. So that's the first step. And then we need to start using it with pieces, with very simple pieces that don't need much fixing. Not things where they're not doing the rhythm right, because again, the metronome's not going to fix that. And all it's going to teach them is playing with the metronome equals impossible. So we need to use it as a tool in pieces they're fairly successful with to start to integrate how the metronome works and how it can be helpful. And then gradually we build it up over time and they're able to use it as a tool in their practice. But we want them to see it as a positive thing right from the start, something helpful, something useful, and something that they can do. So that's how we use it. When should we use it then? What's it for? If it's not for fixing rhythm or fixing a sense of beat, what on earth is it for? Well, the metronome is a practice tool. It helps us with certain practice strategies. So we can use it. Typical common use is to make a piece faster or slower, to regulate our tempo, to give us ourselves incremental rates of change. So we can go up, you know, 3 BPM every time we play something, or go down 3 BPM every time we play something, or go up and down and up and down. We can regulate our tempo that way and hold ourselves accountable to that. We can also use it to keep ourselves honest. This is something that a lot of students, they do this backtracking thing and they often don't realize they're doing it. So it's like musical stuttering, like they'll go over and over a little bit before continuing to try and like fix it. But they don't even consciously think they're fixing it in many cases. They don't even know how many times they have gone back and forth as they played through a piece. The metronome can keep you honest. It's a lot more obvious to you when you go back and forth if you're playing with the metronome, because likely you're going to have to stop, listen to the metronome again, and restart from that point. You can't just sort of stutter over things and keep going and not notice it happened with the metronome on at the same time. So that's how I think about the metronome and how I use it in my teaching. I would love to hear your thoughts. What was the metronome introduction experience like for you in your own lessons, if you remember? How does it go with your students? And what ways do you use the metronome with your students?
Vibrant Music Teaching membership costs less than the price of one lesson each month. That is totally worth it for all of the courses, games, resources, downloadables, printables that you can get access to as a member, as well as a fabulous community support you'll find inside. Go to vmt.ninja and become part of the revolution.